If you find you spend more than you make, there are only two things to do: decrease your spending or increase your income. It's often easiest to decrease expenditures because your expenses tend to be more under your control. There are as many ways to save money as there are people looking to save it. For example, you may pool your resources with friends, or make major purchases only during sales, or even live more simply. But keep in mind that saving money should not necessarily be an end in itself. Don't spend hours thinking of ways to save a dime, and don't get upset about situations where you are forced to spend money. The goal is to bring your budget into balance, not to become a tightwad who keeps track of every penny and feels that spending money is a personal failure. It is important to remember that budgets may be brought into balance not only by decreasing expenditures, but also by increasing income. The most direct way to increase income is to get a part-time job, if you don't already have one. Many students work during college. Although working adds to the time pressure you will face, it does not mean that your grades will necessarily suffer. In fact, many students who work do better in school than those who don't work, because those with jobs need to be more disciplined and focused. Considering part-time work is often a better strategy for dealing with budget shortfalls than taking out a loan. Because student loans are relatively simple to get, it's easy to use them as a crutch. Loans can be of help in an emergency, or if you couldn't afford to attend a college without them. If you do take out a loan, remind yourself, one day soon you'll have to pay it back with interest.